I had always been told, never go into the old shed, Tom, not even to peek. Sheds sat at the very back of their garden, half hidden by overgrown bushes. It made of wrought dark wood, a tiny grimy window. It was almost completely covered by the thick twisting vine. To Tom, it just looked like a normal, boring old shed. But his parents' voices grew tight, their eyes widened wherever they mentioned it. They said why he shouldn't go in, just that he absolutely, under no circumstances, should. Of course, that only made Tom want to go in more. One Sunday afternoon, with his parents out running errands, Tom found himself staring at the shed. A daring thought, like a little mischievous imp, whispered in his ear, just one look, what harm could it do? He tiptoed across the lawn, his heart thumping like a drum against his ribs. The air around the shed felt colder, even though the sun was shining brightly overhead. He pushed aside the thick spiderweb-draped vine. The wooden door was swollen and stiff, but with a grunt and a determined pull, gave way with a long-drawn-out groan, like an old person sighing. Smell rushed out damp and earthy, but also sweet, strangely sweet, like the forgotten flowers. Inside was much darker than expected. Dust mites danced in the single shaft of light that pierced the gloom from a crack in the roof. Old tools hung on the walls, ghostly shapes against the shadows. Nothing scary, just a dusty, forgotten shed. Tom stepped inside, feeling a little foolish. He was about to turn and leave when he heard it, a whisper, soft and briefly, like the wind shifting through the white dry leaves. Hello. Spun around, nothing, just the dark corners of the shed. He must have imagined it. Then a door creaked shut behind him. Not a slam, but a slow, deliberate click. Tom rushed to it, twisting the rusted handle, but it stuck fast. He rattled it, pulled it, pushed it, but he wouldn't budge. Panic, cold and sharp, pricked at him. Whispers started again, this time clearer, almost a chorus of faint, airy voices, not words, just a jumble of soft, sighing sounds. And many people talking, just out of earshot. Then the darkest corner, where the shadows were thickest, a small, dull glow appeared. It's a toy, an old wooden train, painted in chipped red and blue. Sitting on a dusty shelf, it pulsed with faint warm light like a tiny heart beating. Tom, hypnotized despite his fear, took a step towards it. The whisper grew louder, clearer this time. Come closer. He could almost make out words now. Don't be afraid, play with us. Yeah, and the shed was grown terribly cold. The shadows on the walls seemed to deepen, not just from the lack of light, but as they were gathering, thickening. They stretched long, thin across the floor towards him. They really moved. Tom stumbled back, terror overriding curiosity. He gripped the door handle again, pulling with all his might, but it was like it had been nailed shut. The toy train glowed brighter, casting long, wavering shadows, cold around the toils on the walls. This was a chorus now, a soft, insistent invitation. Stay, play, forever. Shadows on the floor crept closer, waving like dark rhythms. They touched his sneakers, then began to climb up his leg, not solid, but like a cold mist seeping into his clothes. He tried to scream, but only a small choked sound came out. Shed seemed to tilt, walls swaying, the fair thick with sweet, cloying scent. And those whispering voices. Felt a gentle tug, then another, as the shadows wrapped around him, like comforting but impossible cold arms. Toy train pulsed a tiny red lie, the glowing darkness. Next morning, his parents returned. Tom, they searched the house, then the garden. They called his name louder and louder. Their voices grew frantic. Finally, his mother spotted something. The old shed door, usually so stubbornly shut, now ever so slightly ajar. Thin crack of darkness promised glimpse inside. His father cautiously pushed it open. So the shed was still and silent. The air hung thick and dusty. All that greeted him was the sight of Tom's favourite red ball, lying forgotten on the dirt floor, coated in fresh and sub layer of dust. Next to it, on the shelf, an old wooden toy tray set no longer glowing, just dull and chipped. From somewhere deep within the shed's shadows, almost impenetrable, his mother thought she heard a sound, very faint, happy giggle, and another blending into sound that might have been two children playing, or perhaps just the soft sighing of the wind as it slipped through the cracks of the old dark shed.